Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet, your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin, and we're doing Summer of Fun, which is awesome because it has fun in it, so you know it's fun.
And also summer.
And also summer. So here in Colorado, we have multiple seasons, like many places, not California, they only have one season. And so we have winter when now we hope it will snow, and we have summer when there's road construction and wildfires. Welcome to
Yes.
Colorado.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, summer where you hope everybody won't die, and winter where you hope everyone won't die.
It's sort of like Australia in that way.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also, there's nothing in between.
Yeah.
Like, we have those two seasons. So,
Well, I mean, there's like 2 weeks, but.
yeah, doesn't count.
Yeah, one in spring and one in fall. Not 2 weeks together. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't even count. Like, you barely notice you're out of one season, and it already jumps into the next.
Right. You know how in well, like in the United States, the eastern part of the United States, Europe, the UK, when fall happens, you get all these beautiful colors in the trees, and you get to enjoy this for a while. In Colorado,
You know
for
what I heard when you said? It's like, oh yeah, the Eastern United States, Europe. I'm like, okay.
Well,
I mean, kind of.
I mean the Eastern United States has things like public transit and
Yeah, sounds like it.
lots of white people, so it pretty much is Europe. It's
Yeah.
a lot like Europe, and that's
And I mean, to be fair, and Europe is very Americanized as well these
Yes.
days. So,
The
like,
easy way to tell the difference is that when you're in East Coast United States, you don't have health care. When you're in Europe, you
it's
do.
true. Yeah, or
Yes.
vacations.
Or
Like, I think. Yes.
vacations, right? So, but yeah, the colors, you get to see all the beautiful colors. And in
Yes.
Colorado, when fall hits, we have a few days where the trees freak out. We start to get colors in them. Then we have a killing frost, and that's it.
And
So
the leaves all fall and stuff.
and they
You
fall.
know, as someone
Caitlin.
who's like worked in like crap. Like I've
You
basically
worked in
spent
crap?
well, that too, yeah. No, but I've like I mean I've spent like whatever 5 months like with leaf blowers and raking up leaves and all of that, like for a job, like a summer job or like a fall job. I actually would have preferred that because it was like every day you would like everything would be nice and clean and you got them all, and then the next morning and you come back and it's like started over. Like all the there's more leaves that you have to now collect and clean up again. So, and I
Yep.
did that from I think yes, August till mid-December. So
Till mid-December.
yes, first snow was then when it finally stopped. I was like, oh, finally. And then we had to deal
Wow.
with the snow. So
Wow.
yes. So as I said, like the Colorado thing, I would actually prefer.
Now, if you do want to see the fall colors on the trees in Colorado, and this is a thing here, you drive to the mountains because we have all the aspens in the mountains, and they're at different altitudes, and so the aspen trees, depending on the altitude, will start to change color earlier or later, and so you get these golds and deep rusty reds and it's just very striking color on the sides of mountains. And so that's the thing here.
Nice.
When you want to see fall colors, you get in your car and you drive to the mountains. I saw what you put in the chat. So we have a thing here called aspen trees. And not ass bin trees.
Yes, we have bins full of asses.
Well, we kind of have some of that too. Yeah.
as 10.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So now I know I need to be careful and say
yes.
So when I say, hey, Patrice.
Be careful, Patrice is mishearing things and making fun of
it. Right. And it means a totally different thing if I say, hey, Patrice, do you want to come out and see my colorful aspens? And she's thinking, I'm saying,
whoa,
do you want to come out and see my colorful aspen?
Nice aspen.
Patrice, we'd have an international incident.
We do.
Speaking of Patrice, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's summer here. It's definitely hot. I think it rained a little bit today. I saw a little bit. I think a mini thunderstorm kind of thing. I don't know. It was like four drops of rain and then it was over. So I don't know what happened.
That's not
no,
even a storm. That's just a tease.
Nah. Exactly. But yeah, no, it's been a good week. I'm very much looking forward to my weekend now. You know, we had a discussion. A lot of aspens. Yeah, we had something like in a call come up today. So in Germany, there's this phrase where people say "hands up, it's weekend." Yeah, like "hoch die Hände, Wochenende" is what they say in German. So and the people were saying it all day today. So
hands up, it's weekend.
Yeah.
Excuse me. In the United States, we have a similar saying: "Hands up, don't shoot."
Yes, that's. I mean, but it has nothing to do with the weekend. It can happen any day of the week.
I get it. So when you're done with the week on Tuesday
yes.
morning, you're like, "Hands up, it's a weekend."
Hands up, it's a weekend. Exactly.
I like this.
I mean, I'm usually done with the week on like Monday morning, so I don't know what you're doing. But done
it's
in a different
because of
sense.
The time zone difference.
that must be it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of time zone differences, but not much of one. Ben, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Well, you're looking sharp.
Obviously, I'm me, dude.
Yes, true.
And I'm glad to see you in a blue shirt. This means you will not die on the away mission.
This is true.
It's probably blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he might kill someone, but...
But he won't die.
Yes.
Yes. We call that just Tuesday in America.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Hands up. Don't shoot. Yeah.
Isn't it shoot first, ask later?
Yeah, that's basically how it works. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Except when Dave's around, then it's all like, okay, shit just got real. Everyone gets serious.
Oh, yes.
Dave, how are you?
I am doing great. So glad it's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend to relax. But glad I'll be able to join you today.
Well, it's great
and
to
Dave
have you
Dave is again
here.
In the CIA black side, as we can tell by the background.
That's my monitor right there.
Yep, there it is, right over there.
Can see it.
Dave, you being here is a special surprise today because originally it looked like you weren't going to be able to join in.
Yeah.
So I'm just calling that out because
things freed up.
It's great you're here.
Had a meeting in the morning and got done with it. And... Now, here I am.
Awesome. Only one meeting. That sounds like a really good day. Well, it's just only one meeting.
Yeah. Hey, I mentioned it's Summer of Fun. And so for those of you that don't know what that means, what that means first is that Patrice is brilliant. And she came up with this amazing idea, which is let's talk about just something different on the shows during the summer. Because it's slower, there's not as much news happening, and we enjoy hanging out together and doing shows. So instead of taking a break...
Yeah.
There's a lot of news.
I mean, there was news this week, but it was like the same as always. It's like Apple made all the money, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and this idea was absolutely never stolen from Upgrade.
No, never.
No, it
No,
actually,
it's
Ben,
from
I
a
explained that yesterday.
exactly.
So there's this network that rhymes with Schlepgrade.
No, the
And
network is called Schmiele FM.
yeah,
The
right,
podcast
Schmiele
is
FM.
Schmuck Great from Upgrade.
Yes, Mutt Grade.
No, Patrice, that's a different show.
Okay.
And that's the one where I can't wear pants. Wait, that's all the shows.
Exactly.
All right, so Patrice came up with this idea, which is let's talk about fun stuff during the summer, and we get to keep doing shows and hanging out with everyone and have a great time. And it's a brilliant idea. And it's such a brilliant idea that Schmiele FM, who does not operate on linear time,
Yes.
thought we need to do that. So they took the idea and then started it before Patrice thought of it. And that's because they operate in wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
Yes. Jason
Okay.
and Mike are Time Lords.
Yeah,
Wibbly
that's,
wobbly
I mean,
wobbly.
true. Yes, that's actually true.
Yeah. So, that's where Summer of Fun comes from. And because we're good sports, and because Patrice is just really nice, really sweet, and really generous, she hasn't ever called them out for preemptively starting a show by taking advantage of nonlinear time.
Plus, time lawyers are really expensive.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I could never afford them.
Well, Patrice, that's because you didn't start the process in the correct way, which is you go back in time, deposit a penny in a compound interest account, and then
Should have done
let
that.
it accrue over time. By the time it's actually now, there's enough money to cover the attorney's expenses.
That would have been so smart if I had known that.
Yes.
It's similar to how you pay for meals at the restaurant at the end of the universe, Millie Ways. And the system works really well.
Eat me, eat me.
Oh, Douglas Adams is brilliant.
Yes.
All right, so
We've already gone 34 minutes without saying nothing.
I'm
I
looking at the
mean,
timer, and
we are the real
I'm trying to
Seinfeld.
figure out how this is
We
different
didn't
from any
start
other
on
week.
time. Exactly.
All right, so the topic that we have for today is why you need social media.
You don't buy TSO host.
Host. No, I mean, I think there's it depends on need. I mean, do we really need it? No. Because, I mean, just as we don't need a MacBook, we don't need an apartment, we don't, I mean, what do you really need? Like, that you could, like, if you go, like, all philosophical, you could, like, boil it down to very little.
You need food and
But in
water.
today's world, yeah, in some place to sleep, that's safe. But in today's world, in, like, in the connected internet world that we live in, I think it's just inevitable that it would happen. And it's a really good business tool. It's a really good business tool for people like us who are, even if we're not, and not all of us at least, like using social media to market the stuff we're doing, like to sell something. We're still using it for our podcasts, for example, or for our personal things that we're doing, or like blog posts or whatever projects we're doing, all of that. We're using social media as a set business in a wide, very wide sense tool. And I think for that it's really good because it's, I mean, think about it. Like 500 years ago, you have a brilliant idea and you're lucky enough that you can even execute on it, which is not a given because where would you get the skills from? But let's say you even have that. How do people even know that you have this brilliant thing that you can now? You basically have to go to your neighbors, walk around, whatever, spread the word somewhere, somehow, to even reach whatever, 50, 100, 200 people. It's really hard because it's really hard to get information to people. These
That's
days,
true.
you go on social media, put up a post and say, "Hey, I have this awesome blog post that Ben just wrote, and check it out." And you have friends, and they will reshare it, and it will reach hundreds, thousands, hundred thousands, millions of people, depending on how big your network is. But potentially, it could go to a couple billion if you do it right. If it's interesting enough and everybody shares it. But I mean, it might be rare, but it's possible and it's quite easy. And all you had to do was type up a good social media post and post it. And that's the difference. And it costs you basically nothing.
The way I see social media as a communication tool today, it's like when the printing press became a thing and it allowed for substantially faster communication than was available prior. And so if you look at newspapers and books, a newspaper was basically handwritten notes and a town crier. Then with the printing press, it became something that could be quickly distributed to a much larger audience. And the same with books. And so it allowed for a much more accelerated communication timeline. And radio and television both did that again. And social media is doing that too. The big difference here for me is that the infrastructure required for the average person to be able to disseminate information to a large audience incredibly quickly, that entry to barrier is so much lower. And because previously you would have to have all the resources for a printing press, or you'd have to have the resources to be a radio or a television broadcaster. And now you just need
And a lot of skills, and not
and a
just the
lot of
resources. I
skills.
mean, a lot of skills to even know how to operate that.
And now you just need an app or a website.
I mean, you still need the skills to operate the social media, but it's even that is easier than the printing press, for example. No, you're right. I mean, I when you said that it's a kind of like the printing press in how much it has influenced and I wasn't sure at first. Like gut reaction was like, no, that can't be true. Like the printing press was more important. But I think, I mean, when you really think about it, I think you're right. It was like in the was it late 2000s? I think in the late 2000s, early 2010s, I think there was a lot of scientific papers in the computer science world about Twitter and about how fast you could detect certain real life events on Twitter, and that maybe not as accurate, but that like for example for a the information about an earthquake was actually faster available on Twitter than it was on like USGIS for example, which I mean makes sense because one is scientific and has to validate and make sure it's correct, and the other you could just people run their mouths. So might be wrong, might be something else, but so
Mostly
there is a
wrong.
difference. No, I actually it was usually right. Like that's the thing. It was faster because more people were participating, more people they basically the input was all the people posting, "Hey, I had there was an earthquake here." And you could localize it quite quickly because you just looked at where those people were and you were like, "Okay, the earthquake is happening here and it's stronger there," and so on. And you could get a lot of really good data, but at the end of the day, it is reports. It's not scientifically measured sensors and all of that. So it was correct usually, but it's still not the same quality, I would say. But it was interesting. You could detect, you and you, still to this day, you can detect a lot of things happening in almost real time on social media because people just talk about it. And that's, you're right. That is, that changes things for the, for better or for worse, but it does change things.
But I mean, here's the thing about social media. They talk about it like it's one thing, but it's more like a family of similar things. You take
Yes.
Facebook, that's mostly my friends and family, and with and a lot of local businesses. You go to Instagram, that's everybody sharing their photos.
And videos nowadays.
Yeah, Snapchat is mostly people trying to hook up with each other.
And kids. And kids.
but yes, in kids, that result from the other function of the platform.
Okay.
But then you get what I call the Twitter family. Why do I call it the Twitter family? Because it all used to be Twitter. Then it broke up into different services. And the main one where most people converse is still going to be X. But then you have, I mean, Mastodon is mostly tech and related. You got Threads, which is unsuccessfully trying to be Twitter. But people who aren't in tech kind of go there because they don't want to be on X. Blue Sky is still hanging in there,
Who
kind of.
knows what Blue Sky is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then you
Yeah.
have still a couple left that I'm forgetting.
Oh, I
Is
mean,
that whale one
but
still a
you're
thing?
I mean, there's probably thousands more. I mean, but you're right there. It's kind of you're right. There's kind of families or kind of similar services. I mean, the what you call the Twitter family, that's like there's a million services like that. I mean, you could
Yeah.
in the very wide sense even include WhatsApp in that because it does have some features like that where you
Yeah.
can like publish things on your feed basically nowadays. It's kind of somewhere between Instagram and Twitter kind of. But Instagram for sure is its own thing and like the whole video and photo sharing. And you could include YouTube in that one, YouTube Shorts especially. So there's kind
Yeah.
of a
Oh,
family of
yeah.
that. And then Facebook is kind of like the old, there's like an old school social network. There were a bunch of others before that were very similar to Facebook. Especially in Europe, there was MySpace, yeah. And there was in Europe there was a big network. I would even say LinkedIn and a couple others like LinkedIn kind of fall in the same category. It's kind of the hosts on a timeline, not very like it's not real time. It's more like a blog almost,
Yeah.
type of social media. That's
Yeah, remember
Facebook and
Foursquare?
Foursquare. There was in Europe there was a I think a German company even that then expanded into most of Europe and is I think
Yep.
that these days what's this called BZ,
Yes.
which stupid.
And then there was the most Google social network of them all because it met
Ah,
the usual Google fate of
I
anything.
forgot about that even. Yes, there was Google Plus and so on as well, but I mean that was also mostly like Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So the blog post type. I mean, there was overlap between them for sure, but like there are different categories for different, I think, purposes and for different people. But I think the Twitter family is what most people think about when you talk about social media.
Yeah, because that's
Maybe
the
including Instagram, but that's about as far. I think Facebook is almost not cool enough anymore to be considered a social network,
yeah, I
even
mean
though it is literally originally. There's
yeah,
even a movie about it. Like.
I would say Facebook is more your internal life, while the Twitter family is more your external life.
Yes. Yeah. Probably. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it's super interesting. I think it's good that it's not one thing and that not there's there isn't one. I mean, despite what I think all of them have tried. Like Facebook wanted to be the one. To Elon is still trying to be the one. I mean, there is technically only, I think Google is the third, I would say. It's like,
Does Google even have a social platform
not
anymore? I
anymore.
didn't think so.
If you think about it, YouTube is kind of like that. Yes, it's a video sharing platform, but it does have, like, for a lot of people, it has a lot of social aspects. They meet up in chats and live streams, they have comments, they
All
have
right, that's fine.
profiles, and so on. So that's why I'm thinking YouTube is kind of, but it's kind of in the same category as Instagram these days.
Now, Dave,
Which. you live stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
So do you see YouTube in that way? Like it's a social platform for you.
Well, kind of. I mean, you see the way streamers are doing it. I mean, obviously everything's real big with the advent of YouTube streaming, but with just streaming in general, you got these aggregators like Restream and all these that you can stream into five or six different places at once, and it's not that terribly expensive. I mean, Ecamm, I can't I'm delaying myself to start using Ecamm and gotta get
I just
you
did.
should. It's awesome.
Yeah. We
It's
need to
awesome, yeah.
start doing using that, and I have my lifetime nice, really good cheap license, so
Yes, call 1-800 Doc Rock.
yeah, I have to do that. I think he has plenty of other people he's helping. That in itself gets it to be more social. I mean, I'm seeing other podcast networks that are doing it now. They finally come to realize, wow, yeah, I guess maybe we should be out there in Twitch and all the others that are out there. Kick, that was the thing, one's called Kick. I didn't even look at that one
Yeah,
yet.
I mean, there's some Fediverse ones, even a
Yeah.
PewTube, for example, and so on. Like, there's options, which, as I said, I really like. Yeah, I was just thinking, Patreon is kind of also like a Facebook-like social network almost these days, because
Not
they
just
also
yeah,
like post and
just
comment and all of that.
donations to
Yeah,
cause.
kind of. I mean, very like, I would say somewhere on the outskirts, but yeah, it's kind of like Facebook.
It's like paywalled social media in that sense.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there has been paywall social media, literally. I mean, app.net, anybody?
Oh, you mean the original Mastodon?
Yes, actually. Yeah, it's, I think, I mean, let's say, from our perspective, podcasters, streamers, all of that, I mean, it's sometimes a curse, I think, because, I mean, it also means you have to work with it, whether you want it or not. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people that are like, I really don't want to work, I really don't want to be on Facebook, I really don't want to be on X, but that's where the people are, so I'm going there. But there's also the other side, and that's like, let's say, for, let's say, normal people. And I think there's a million reasons for, and I mean, we do that too, right? We consume, I mean, we're not just providing things to on social media and using it for, say, all our projects. We're also consumers. And there's a million reasons why they work or not work sometimes, and why they're, I think, a good idea. Said some terrible things, but also I think overall it's just human. It's just human nature, right? It's groups getting together. At the end of the day, that's what a social network is.
Yeah, because I mean, if you look at what humans are in our DNA, I mean, we are most related to the chimpanzee and bonobo family.
Or
They
meat
are,
sacks.
yes, meat sacks. They are
Yes.
very social animals.
Yes.
And, I mean, and we have that innate primate need for socialization. Whether it's in groups or over the internet.
Ben, so as you were saying that, I realized how critical social media became during the early COVID lockdowns. And for a lot of people, that was their only social interaction.
Yeah. Not only that, but I think people actually started to think of way, well, didn't start to think, but found inventive ways to use it for business purposes. I mean, if you remember the old radio plays, people did entire low budget productions over social media because, well, they were bored, they were creatives, and that
Yes.
was the only option they had available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had full Zoom plays.
Yeah, I mean, you had also people like Patrick Stewart who started live streaming and started reading poems on live stream and stuff like that on social media.
Yeah, I
Mandy
remember that.
Patinkin did like Mandy Patinkin like I think it wasn't himself, it was his son, I think. Who was live streaming basically him and his wife and so on. Like there's a ton of stuff like that. And
Yes.
yes, it wouldn't have been possible without any of those social media.
Yes, though I think during those days, his most used catchphrase or character catchphrase probably wouldn't have worked out too well.
No. Yeah. No, but I mean, I don't know how it is for you, but what I really like is that you can find groups of like-minded people from all over the world that kind of have interests in common, whatever those are, and like usually multiple things in common. And I mean, it's one, I think super interesting to see, hey, like there is someone in whatever, New Zealand who cares about the same thing as I do and is interested in the same things, and we can nerd out about whatever we're nerding out. But it's also interesting for like especially like minorities and like smaller groups of any sort, like LGBTQ communities that are often mentioned in this aspect, that like you can finally find easily with social media. I mean, you could before with blogs and search engines and whatever, but with social media, it's super easy to find people that are like you. So you don't feel so alone. Actually, we forgot Discord is also kind of a social media, kind of, if you think about it.
Even Slack.
Even Slack is used that way. That's true. I mean, that's maybe even a third. I would say this is probably even a third category, like Slack, Discord, and so on. But because that's
It's more
more
like
like a
group
chat.
chat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it does have for sure also social aspects, and people post things there, and so on. People use it as social media whether they want it or not.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. All right, Patrice. So, what social media platforms are you using regularly?
Regularly, oh, so many. I mean, first and foremost, it's Mastodon. I have my own Mastodon instance, techhangout.social. Hint, hint.
I've heard of it.
Yes, I think we all have. So that's definitely one. I'm using Instagram quite a lot. I'm actually trying to get away from that a little bit because it's Facebook, and I have a problem with like too much power in like commercial networks like or commercial companies like Facebook, Google, and so on. That's why I like Mastodon. And I have my own Pixel Fed instance, so that's kind of an alternative to Instagram. And I'm literally waiting for the app to be finally published, like officially on the stores, and then I will start marketing. Because so far it's more, there's a beta version, you can download it, but that's not super, let's say, user friendly. I can do it, and some like you probably could do it, like not a problem, but yeah, it's very good. It's very good. And it's like I host it myself. The data is my own. Like I can decide what to do it. I store it, I can store it on my servers and so on. So that's very attractive to me. And I think then the third one for me is actually Discord. Because that's, yeah, it's as I said, I use it. I have tons of Discord channels and different groups, and like some people I know and tons of people I don't know. Said we all have something in common. That's why I'm in that group. But it said most people there that I've met, I would have never met probably because they're somewhere in the world. So that's the one. And the fourth that I'm just thinking of that I'm starting to use now that I have a Vision Pro is InSpace. So that's probably it's
Oh,
gonna be its
interesting.
own category because that's kind of a virtual, like a VR social network. We can meet up with people and so on. And I think that's even a new thing that's coming.
What was that? There was something like that. I know it's still around
Oh,
where,
there's been a million like that. There
yeah,
was Second Life.
Second
There
Life,
was
that's the
like,
one I was
yeah,
thinking of.
but it's different. It's Second Life and all of the others. Like, I mean, even Roblox and so on. They're all of them are centered around building things and kind of that aspect. And this is literally just a social network. You can post things, you can meet up and talk, and it's in a sense more like a FaceTime or Zoom, almost.
Okay.
But it has some social network aspects where you can post spatial videos, for example, and so on. So it's really, really new and really cool so far, and I've not used it too much. But I think that's the fourth I'm checking out more and more with my Vision Pro now.
Cool. Cool. All right, Ben, how about you?
I apologize. Could you repeat that?
No, you have to guess what the answer is. No, what
One,
social
two.
media platforms are you using?
All of them,
Well, not like
but
all
really
of them. What are the
actively,
ones that you're actually really active on? The ones you're using all the time.
all three of the Meta ones, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, should just become a symbol.
Yeah, the symbol is the middle finger, but
Yes, Mastodon. Tech hangout that social.
Part of it.
Yes.
Truth social.
Hell no. Hell no.
Oh no.
Them
Different.
fighting words.
Yes. Snapchat, because I have younger friends and family. And I don't post on it, but that's how some people, especially those born in the mid-90s or later, they how it's how they communicate. TikTok, I don't know if that is considered more social network or a content platform.
Yeah,
I
think it's the same vein as YouTube, I would say. It's probably in
yeah
that
yeah
Instagram category somewhat.
yeah
Yeah.
Let's see what other ones. Honestly, don't use Blue Sky all that much. And that's not because of the people on the network. That's more, I follow so many people that I have to have some way of getting the information from the most important. And unlike the other members of the Twitter family, Blue Sky will not send you no post notifications.
Okay.
Yep. Then there's the one with the whale that I forget the name of that I don't really
Audible.
use.
Audible.
Yes.
Spoutable. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the one social media that people that everybody uses but forgets it exists, LinkedIn.
Oh, right. Yes, LinkedIn is definitely a social network.
Or
Yeah.
is that, or as everybody likes to call it, just part of work?
Right.
Kind of,
Okay,
yeah.
so you're using a metric buttload of
Like
social
a
media
ton.
platforms. All right. So Dave, how about you?
I've been using Facebook a lot, pretty much. Mastodon, and of course, In Touch with iOS is on Tech Hangouts on social as well, and Instagram once in a while, and Threads, X. I haven't been. I don't use that much, but I'm posting just for from the more live streaming on the podcast, and I'm trying to think what else. I dabbled a little bit on TikTok, and then LinkedIn is a good thing too. You're right, Ben, because I do use it a lot for a lot of business stuff, but I also am posting everything about my podcast and stuff on there as well. But
I'm sharing it.
That's the one I always keep forgetting about.
Yeah,
LinkedIn.
a lot of people do, but my company just did a major rebranding, so we've been doing a lot. We've been doing a lot of social media on there, so because it's not public knowledge, who doesn't care who I work for, is used to be FM Global, now it's FM, and they got a really cool new logo and different color schemes, and there's been a lot of social media activity that goes around that, but they're on all the social media platforms, so get in there too. So
Which,
yeah, what?
by the way, should not be confused with frequency modulation radio.
This is true. This is true. And they do have FM.com.
This is not insider knowledge on my part. This is speculation. They paid a lot to get that domain name.
Yes.
Oh,
Oh,
yes, I
I've
think
made,
so.
I don't think they'll be hearing this. I don't care. I'm not giving out any company secrets, but just on my observations, yes,
Yes.
sure they paid a pretty good boatload of money for
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. What they should do is get FM.FM.
Oh, that
Yeah.
Ben, buy it right
Right
now
now.
and
Oh,
sell it
it's
to him
probably
for a lot of
taken.
money.
No, it's probably taken.
I'm sure it's
Like
taken.
the two letter TL, the two letter domains on TLDs are always
Very
like
hard.
some squatter buys them all.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to find out.
Right, so
So Jeff, how what about you?
much to my surprise, I think I'm using the least number of social media platforms regularly. I use Mastodon as my primary microblogging. I post photos to Instagram because I have all these different automation things set up so that the pictures go to the other social media platforms that I want them to go to. So it's Mastodon, post images on Instagram so that they go to Mastodon and also Facebook. And yes, so I use Facebook. Then Slack for me is a social media platform.
It's Discord for me too.
Yeah, and but I use Discord, but not as much as Slack. And I do have accounts set up on as many of the social media platforms as I could grab my name on, just so that I have my name, but I'm not really active on anything else. So that's really it for me.
That's
Oh.
interesting. I mean, that you use Slack more than Discord is interesting to me because I would have expected it to have turned at some point. It was
I
it used
would
to
have
be that way,
expected
but
it as well, but
yeah. I mean, Jeff, it
yeah.
just means we have to, I have to get you more and more Discords, and then that will change.
That's exactly what
Yes.
it means. Yeah. But I definitely see the value in Discord. I have friends and family who have found various groups on Discord that have been really critical for them. And like the groups for people who are just trying to figure out who they are.
Yes.
And I mean, Discord is fantastic for that. Yeah. So even though I'm not a big Discord user, I really, really see the value in Discord.
Yes. We will make Jeff the king of Discord.
There you go. All right, so I guess if I streamline my answer, it's I use Mastodon and Facebook and then Instagram to distribute images to multiple platforms simultaneously. And that's pretty much it. Well, and then the Slack stuff. I started to get into Threads, and over the past few weeks, it's injecting a lot of negative and emotionally charged content that I'm not interested in seeing. And so it very quickly became a thing where it's like, I don't need to put my energy into this. And Facebook made, or Meta made it more difficult to auto post content over to Threads. So I was having all my images go over there, but now it'll let you post the image, but you have to write new content to go with the image. And that was enough of a barrier where I was like, and I'm done posting images to Threads. So at this point, I feel like I'm pretty much out on Threads.
No. I mean, I've never cared too much about Threads. I don't know why. I think because maybe because I was already a Mastodon and I was like, eh.
I was enjoying it at first. But not enough where I was religiously checking and posting.
Yeah, I kind of
And then when the content that I'm seeing, and it was like someone flipped a light switch at Meta, and the content suddenly changed to the same type of stuff you see on other platforms, where they're using the algorithm to force emotional reactions to get you hooked to keep like doom scrolling.
Yeah.
And as soon as that started happening, it was very fast for me to just like walk away from it.
Yeah, that's why I make sure I am off the For You tab.
Yeah, but it always goes back to the For You tab.
Well, I mean, it does that on all social media platforms.
Yeah,
I just made a habit of making sure I switch the second I'm in.
Yeah, and for me, it wasn't even worth the energy. I see enough content, interact with enough people on the other platforms. They made it too difficult for me, and. So I'm out from that. Ben, I will call you the winner for the most social platforms you're active on.
Yes, it is all. It is good because that I do not actually have a life.
Yeah, that's lucky. Yeah.
No, you just have a life on social media, very active one.
Yes, you do, and so listening to everyone talk, I think I can summarize very easily the question posed at the beginning of the show, which is, why do you need social media? And the answer is so that you can tell TSO hosts that you love them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds all right to me.
Yep. Ben, you knew where I was going with that. You could tell that I had figured out my transition and I was setting it up. You nailed it. Anyhow, so why would I say this? Well, it's because TSO hosts, that they have taken what they do, which is web hosting, helping people buy domain names, and then supporting everything that goes along with that and offering good pricing. They've taken that and said, hey, all of you at the British Tech Network, we want to do something for our community. So we want to support you and give you all the resources you need to be able to do what you do. So they are giving us the bandwidth to live stream. And it takes a lot of resources to make all this come together. And they're just like, here you go. Have all the bandwidth you need to live stream. And then they said, hey, and here you go. Have the web hosting you need. So there's a place for the BTN website. And then they said, oh, and by the way, you need a place for all the show files to live. So here's the server space you need for that. And take it and do your thing, which is fantastic, because without their support, we really wouldn't be able to do this. So
yes.
Yeah, it's true. And so we really appreciate what TSO Host is doing for us.
Yeah, and the greatest part, they're just generally nice people who care about British Tech Network. We will not be giving our souls to a crossroads demon at the end of this deal.
That is absolutely true. Yep. Now I'm a redhead, so it's not like I have a
Oh,
solar
okay.
door right
Everybody
now.
but Jeff.
Everybody but me. Yeah. So yeah, they're being super generous, and I say it every show, and I will say it again, and not because I feel like I just have to, it's because I want to. Thank you, TSO host, for being here and supporting us. And to bring it back to that social media thing, this is the part where you use that necessary social media. Go out onto your favorite platform or platforms, in Ben's case, since he's like the king of social media. And thank TSO hosts for being here and supporting us. It's a great way to let them know that we all appreciate their generosity and that they're doing something to give back to the community. So go give them some online love, and thank you, TSO hosts, for being here and supporting us. They do love us so much that they're making this even better because you're part of the BTN family. If you need to buy domain names, you need web hosting, go check out TSO hosts for that because, like I said, they give you good pricing, but they also make it even better because you are part of the BTN family. Get your domain names, all that stuff. Get that into your cart. Add the discount code BTN20, and you'll get an extra 20% off your order. So thanks for that, TSO hosts. And while I am fully capable of talking about our live chat, now that Patrice has updated our entire live stream and live chat system, and it makes sense to me. Patrice, I'm going to ask you to talk about it anyhow, just so people don't have to listen to my voice all the time. And you're so great at it too. But do you mind?
So instead they listen to my voice all the time. Okay, I'll take it.
Sure.
Chat, that's what we wanted to talk about. So we have a really cool live stream at the live.britishtechnetwork.com where you can watch us when we record this show. Which happens every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for this very show. And also Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show where we're doing some more fun as well. There was a really cool show yesterday about
It's the TV show, the streaming
yes.
content, our guilty
I was trying to
pleasures.
how to phrase it. Our guilty pleasures, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, our guilty pleasure TV shows and like why we like them. And it was really interesting. So usually we do non-Apple tech, but right now in the summer of fun, we're doing other fun content, just like this show. And then you just when you're on live.britishtechnetwork.com, there is either on the right-hand side if you're in a browser or like iPad or whatever, like a bigger screen or on a phone, it's actually below because it flows. There's a live chat. You can talk to us live. That's how easy it is. No extra client, nothing you need. Just go to that page, watch the stream, and talk to us. Kind of like YouTube and all the other, like Twitch and all of them are doing these days. And yeah, that's it. If you are listening to this in the recorded form, you're like, oh, I've missed it, or I don't have time, or I don't want to. Like, you don't have to want to watch live streams. I don't know if you prefer listening to or to us talk in 2x speed when we're too slow. Totally fine. I mean, I can talk faster, and that's not a problem. That's I can do that, but no, I'll slow down a little bit when yeah, there's a recording of this, or there's a transcript of this chat, where you can find all the links and everything that was talked about. And the easy way to go to that or to get to that is you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And there is a little page that shows up with like a calendar and a bunch of dates you can click on and any date you click on. And yes, the transcript goes back to June 2015, I think. And yeah, if you do that, you will literally find the transcript for the day that you clicked on. So if you clicked on the 2nd of August 2024, that's a Friday, because Fridays is Mac show day. It's been that way for a very, 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 very long time. And if you click on that, you will get to see what we talked about today.
This is awesome. Patrice, first, thank you for putting all of this together, making all the back end happen. And then thanks for being such an awesome sport and telling people about it. Even though with the new system, I am fully capable of talking about this and not sounding like an idiot, in my own mind at least. So yeah, thank you. And
Welcome.
yeah, so since it's summer of fun, unless someone has a cool thing that they really, really feel like they need to talk about,
Yeah.
it's time to wrap up. So, thank you. Ben, are you waving goodbye? Or are you saying you want to talk about something?
Oh, Jeff, check the chat.
Oh, let's see. Hold on, let me click this and see what you.
Ben is gonna go on a cruise? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's huh. All right, Ben, tell us about what you put in the chat.
Okay. This is going to be a very, very niche thing to people on deep water and river ports, but it is a little website and app called marinetraffic.com.
Oh, nice.
Why is this so important? Let's just say you want to know when something is going to be coming to your town or wherever you're at, or if there's any big boats.
Boats,
Well,
boats, boats.
yes. Well, every commercial ship in the world has a unique tracking number, and that traffic is, or that number is worldwide public domain. So any commercial
Tracking.
vessel, yes, any commercial vessel, you can know exactly where it is. Well, marinetraffic.com not only tracks these vessels and the ports, but they color code the type of vessels. So you know if it is a tow vessel or a cargo vessel. You'll know if it was a pleasure craft. And most importantly, if you see bright blue, that means it is a cruise vessel. So right now, I know exactly where American Melody, American Serenity, and Viking Mississippi are because they're supposed to be here within the next 10 days.
All right.
So the
Fantastic.
pictures like those behind me, I don't get by chance. I know when they're going to arrive.
No, the other way around. They arrive when you want them to arrive.
Yes.
Right, because Ben is the man.
Yes, I'm going to full queue this into existence.
Oh, I felt it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, then. This isn't really a cool thing. I'm doing a community service thing here. And
Jeff, we don't have to know about your criminal activity.
oh, you don't? Oh,
Yeah.
well, okay, hold on. Let me grab a link. Let me.
Yes. Yes. If anybody is wondering, yes. Not wearing pants out in public will get you community service.
It will. Hey, you know what? If I
How do
copy
you know?
an app link
Oh,
on my
he has a community
iPhone, it's
service.
not moving
Oh,
over
that's why.
where I need it to go, so that's lame.
Me.
All right, well, I'll just tell everyone about it and see if I can get the link in there. Okay, so app for I believe it's available for Android, definitely available for iOS, and it's called Watch Duty. If you live in an area where wildfires are a potential threat, go download this free app. And tell it where you want notifications for, and we'll keep you up to date, excuse me, on all the wildfire activity in that area, including sending you important safety updates related to the fires. So, like for right now, for me, I can see the Alexander Mountain Fire, and which is currently at 9,194 acres, is active. The Stone Canyon Fire, 1,553 acres. That one is active. The Lakeshore Fire, that one is down to 7 acres and it's active but fully contained. Those are the three fires that are closest to me. And then south of me, the quarry fire at 450 acres. So I have three fires that have little to no containment and one that's fully contained, all in my general area. And I can keep track of all of those in this free app, Watch Your Duty. And Ben, thank you for finding the links for me while I was talking. So there you go. That's your community service announcement for public safety. All right. So with that, thank you to the three of you for making my Friday morning just an absolute delight. I am so happy that I have been able to spend this time with all of you and with everyone that's watching and listening live and participating in the live chat. All of you, you just make my Fridays just so much fun. Patrice, where can people find you?
Every week here on The Big Show and The Mac Show, Thursdays and Fridays. And yeah, Jeff, you and I, we have a podcast called Retro Rewatch, where mm-hmm. we rewatch retro shows. Well, I rewatch them, you watch them for the first time, we talk about it, we have a lot of fun doing so. We just recorded one yesterday that was a lot of fun. So that was really cool. We will have to wait a couple of weeks for that one, but because we have a backlog, which is good, because yeah, sometimes right, life happens.
Sometimes I get sick.
Yeah, or I travel and stuff like that. Yeah, retrorewatch.com and all the podcast projects, literally my social media links. If you want to find them, you can head over to my website, thepatrice.com. Yes, I still do have a website. I know that sounds crazy. And a lot of people don't have that anymore, but I do.
Awesome. All right. And Ben, how about you? Where can people find you?
Well, on the plethora of social media that we have talked about today, you can finally find me at Ben Rathig. I'm the only one, so you can find me that on every platform under the same name. On Tuesdays, when the host is not absent and living it up in Vegas, you can find me on Mac Voices Live with Mr. Chuck Joyner. On Thursday nights, you can find me on this little show called In Touch of iOS with Mr. Dave Ginsburg. I believe we're familiar with him. We better, because he's right there. on every Thursday and Friday, you can hear find me here on the British Tech Network. And I completely forgot to talk about my writings, which you can find on RathigTech.com.
On MrBenRathig.com.
No, I don't have that one. I have BenRathig.com, okay, which goes to somewhere else, but yeah.
Awesome. All right. And Dave, how about you?
Well, you can find me at In Touch with iOS at InTouchWithiOS.com. My YouTube channel is YouTube.com/InTouchWithiOS. I am here on Fridays, usually. I'm on Mac Voices Live when Chuck isn't living it up in Vegas on Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. And you also can find me on Mastodon at DaveG65 and Mastodon.club.
Awesome. All right. Then for me, Jay Gamut on all the social medias. And we've already established which ones I'm active on, Mastodon and Instagram. And then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS. Thanks for letting me be part of your show, Dave. Here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays on The Big Show, Fridays on The Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. And as Patrice mentioned, we do Retro Rewatch together. And it's a lot of fun. Patrice, I'm really glad we're doing that show.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely a lot of fun.
It is. All right. So with that, thank you again to the three of you for being just wonderfully awesome and making my Friday morning just so much fun. Everyone that's watching or listening live, participating in the live chat, thank you for being here and being part of this. Everyone that watches or listens to the show recordings later on, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. And speaking of that family, Ewan, thank you for being you, Muller. Thank you for making sure we have people for shows. TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us. Go give them some online love, everyone. And don't forget about the BTN20 discount code. And with that, hey, don't forget to join us next Thursday for the big show. Again, next Friday for the Mac show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.